Garrett Hawkins, and I serve as the Director of National Legislative Programs for the Missouri Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau in general, and state farm bureaus in particular, have been trying to get across the message about the Waters of the U.S. issue that's going on right now in the EPA. They've used several vehicles to do this. Tell me about your approach.
Well, you know, we have a campaign called Ditch the Rural right now, and truly it's a grassroots campaign, as is always the case with Farm Bureau. But getting our members to tell the story about what this rule means on the ground. And for a lot of our members, this isn't a new issue. We've really been dealing with it since Congress attempted years ago to expand the Clean Water Act by taking the word navigable out and replacing it with Waters of the U.S. Then we saw EPA come back just a few years ago with a guidance document, and now we have a formal rulemaking. So it really is a continuation of the same conversation, and that's EPA trying to expand its reach.
How are you trying to tell this story, or in better terms, how are you allowing members to tell the story?
Well, I mean, what we're going to be doing, especially over the next few weeks, is hopefully asking members to show pictures in terms of what features could possibly fall under federal regulation. Ironically, that's something we've asked EPA to do themselves. Even at a meeting recently with our Region 7 EPA, we asked the question, why can't you provide pictures in your proposed rule to give the public a better understanding as to what features you're actually talking about?
And a couple of your members have done this by doing a music video. Tell me about it.
You're right. It's hard, especially for any young families or grandparents. You've probably heard your kids singing Let It Go from Disney's hit movie Frozen. With the help of our members, we've rewritten the lyrics in a fun way to tell the story, but also in a serious tone to try and get people to think about what is actually being proposed at the federal level and how it may impact them. And truly the message is that's enough. And we're asking people to help spread the word that the agencies need to ditch the rule.
Describe the video.
So the video features some of our own young farmers, Andy and Casey Clay from Montauk County, on their kids. And you'll see in the video, Casey's actually wearing a flowing white dress, much like perhaps the cartoon character does, although it's a different color in the movie. But she, in essence, as her husband talks about what EPA's trying to do, she, in essence, thinks in her head, and her frustration with the federal government is taken out through this new song, That's Enough. And you can see in the video her husband and kids perhaps exemplifying on their farm with a dry ditch what it may mean if the EPA is trying to regulate it, and just perhaps how absurd that is.
Where can people find this video?
Well, you can go to YouTube and simply search for That's Enough and then Let It Go parody. That may be the simplest way to get it, but you can also go to Missouri Farm Bureau's Facebook page. It's posted there, and we're asking that people go there and then share it so that, again, we get the word out. It's not just for our fellow farmers and ranchers. Others that are interested in building homes, road construction, you name it. This issue touches so many parts of our economy, not only in Missouri, but across the country. And we want people to have that conversation and get interested in this issue and what it means for them.
When it comes down to changing minds in bureaucracy, do you think you have a chance of getting this reversed?
Well, we will be asking our members to make public comment as well, to go into the formal docket. But what we're hoping is that we help start an even greater national conversation that hopefully members of the mainstream media pick up as well and start asking questions. Why are farmers going to the point of creating YouTube videos and parodying a hit song to tell a message? We want people to ask questions of us. We want people to talk to farmers and ranchers, Farm Bureau and other ag organizations, to find out why we are so concerned. So we're hoping that this will help fuel that conversation.
And in a nutshell, why are you concerned?
Well, truly, anytime that you talk about expanding the federal government's reach through the Clean Water Act, it impacts what we can do on the ground in terms of farming and ranching. Now, mind you, EPA will say that there are 56 new ag exemptions, but we would say that those exemptions are actually much narrower than what's already in place for agriculture. So we believe it's a very, very misleading to say that agriculture is protected. And so we believe that they're really trying to dispel agriculture's concerns. And what we're saying is you really don't need to expand your reach. We already have state and local governments that regulate waters too.
What are your concerns about this?
Well, first and foremost, that it's another reach by the federal government to expand the Clean Water Act. The Supreme Court has put limits. Congress has rejected attempts to expand the Clean Water Act. And now we see the EPA and the Corps of Engineers trying at their own will. And that is a concern in itself. Number two, you see that they are arguing that they're putting in place new exemptions for agriculture. Our concern is that the new exemptions, those 56 exemptions, are in fact much narrower than what we have in place today for farmers.
Well, as long as the video is out there and you have the picture of this dry ditch in the middle of a pasture, what is the problem? Why should that not be regulated?
Well, you know, it's not just the dry ditch, but what goes on around that ditch. And so as EPA looks at expanding its reach with broader definitions, defining tributaries, for instance, for the first time in regulation, if they expand their reach, then you look at new permitting requirements that could impact farmers and ranchers. And so while you have a new exemption, supposedly for farmers and ranchers, it only applies to dredge and fill. It doesn't apply to fertilizer use, pesticide use, et cetera. And so even something as simple as building a fence could come into question and ultimately have to have the approval of the EPA and Corps of Engineers. So by showcasing a ditch in this video, we're hoping it prompts questions in terms of, well, what is it that they're wanting to do and why is it a concern for farmers? That way our members can give a firsthand account as to how it would impact their day-to-day decisions.